Welcome to the 420 episode of Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Although we're well into May, this episode was recorded on April 20, so naturally we sparked up a conversation about cannabis. Although Nick and I have approached marijuana differently over the past few decades, we both had experiences with edibles that took us a little higher than we expected. No actual cannabis was consumed while we were making this episode, but it's the most drug-infused dose we've created so far. So pull up your beanbag chair, grab your bong, and enjoy.
Can I talk to you about the first times and only times I've used marijuana?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I can't remember. It was right after I started drinking. And so it was either in New Orleans or in Utica, New York.
Okay. So you were someplace that wasn't your home space when you
Correct.
Did this.
Correct. Okay. Yes. I was with people that I trusted. So I was able to drink. Beautiful. That was a big thing for drinking for me. That's why I didn't start really like enjoying alcohol until I was about 25 or really drinking it at all. And I feel like it was like a day drinking kind of thing where not going anywhere, hanging out in the French Quarter in New Orleans and then hanging out at somebody's house party for like 2 days up in Utica. And I just don't know that it had any effect. And this was smoking marijuana. Don't know that it, and every time since that I've smoked marijuana, like maybe three times, it really doesn't seem to have had any effect.
Huh.
Again, mostly I've been day drinking to go along with it, and somebody just has it, and et cetera.
Usually, now, if you follow up drinking with marijuana, it will mess you up hard.
Really?
It has a multiplying effect.
Okay.
If you drink a lot, it's something that, in my experience, will push you over the edge pretty good.
I'm wondering if it just made me tired, to be honest, because if that's a multiplying effect. So edibles, though.
Yeah.
This was a more complicated story.
Yeah.
So I got a THC Nerds rope, which is a Twizzler with the Nerds candy on it.
Ooh, I want one of those.
From someone who was giving it to me to give to someone else as a tip for a job well done. I had delivered something to their house.
You were a tip mule.
And they gave it to me. They're like, oh, I really want to give a tip to the person who helped me at the shop. This was several jobs ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. I was thinking they're going to give me money. And she gives me this THC Nerds rope. So I put it in my pocket. I'm like, okay. And I leave. And I go back to the shop and I say, oh, the person gave me this. And I go to reach in my pocket and it's gone. I'm like, oh, let me check my car. Check my car. I probably fell out when I was getting in my car. You know, no big deal. Somebody will throw it. It's candy. It's on the ground in a residential area. I'm going to have to go back for that.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh.
Went back, got it, and then realized that it's probably not a good idea for a manager to give someone drugs at work.
I think that was a good illumination.
Thank you. Especially when I'm pretty sure the person, what's the legal age for marijuana? Is it 18 or 21?
I think it's 18. I think
okay.
It's 18.
So they were probably legal, but still, it's not a great idea. Yeah. So I took it home. I put it in a drawer. Mm. Forgot about it. And a few years later, last year, maybe, cleaning up. Oh, THC Nerds rope.
Oh.
I wonder what this is like. So no one was in the house. So I had the foresight of saying to myself, okay, probably don't eat the whole thing.
Good. Oh, good. Yeah.
So I cut a small piece.
Yeah.
Eat it. Oh, it's a Nerds rope.
Tasty.
Tasty.
Yeah.
Candy. Nothing's happening.
Uh-oh.
Cut another little piece.
Yep.
Cut another little piece. Put it in your mouth. Okay. Four pieces. It's good. Put it away.
What proportion is this? A half of the rope at this point?
I don't think it's quite half.
Okay. All right.
So I go sit down on my computer. I'm typing. Blackout. An hour later, I realize I'm sitting in front of my computer. I have no idea what I've been doing for the last hour. I don't think anything. I think I've literally just been sitting back in the seat, staring. I get up and it's like I don't feel drunk, but I definitely am having some balance problems.
You get this cone around you a little bit. Yeah.
So focus is good, but I can't seem to focus for very long. So I'm like, I think I have laundry. So I go out, and if there was laundry, I definitely put it from the washer to the dryer.
Good.
And started it.
Thumbs up.
If there wasn't, there was never laundry out there to begin with. I don't know how I made it up and down the stairs. And I got back in, and I'm like, I'm going to bed. Lay down, and that was it.
Good night.
And I'm like, I'm definitely not moving anywhere else. I'm not leaving this house.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, and go to bed is a fine option too.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and what you'll find is there, you'll have two experiences with marijuana. One where it's quite difficult to concentrate your brain, and one where it's unbelievably easy to concentrate your brain. Like, there have been times when I've worked on drawings, when I've been high and been able to zone very deep into details that I would have gotten bored with otherwise. And other times when I can't manage to sit down for any length of time because I'm just not interested in anything for any length of time. You know, so it's one of those two things. And there's different strains for different things, right?
Yeah.
Indica, the nickname is in the couch because it tends to depress you, bring you down, make you want to sleep or slow down. And the other sativa is more of a body high energy. I sound like an expert in this stuff. It's just because, well, I actually smoked marijuana since I was 14 years old. Not continuously, but, you know, it was something.
No, not just one marijuana cigarette?
Yeah, no. And I'm actually part of the medical marijuana system in Florida right now. And it's quite an interesting setup. I think there are a lot of people, a lot of middlemen that are making some significant bank from this process, including our state government, which arbitrarily controls stuff and then, you know, takes money for it. So it's, you know, but overall, I do think it's an amazing drug because it's both useful and helpful in my life. As far as any issues of anxiety, I find that it's helpful for some of those challenges. Insomnia, creative focus, just being able to chill. You know, it's different than alcohol, clearly, because you don't really see people getting into marijuana den fights, like bar fights.
Yeah.
It's a whole different stimulus. But the people who have not experienced it, very many of them have a certain impression of what it is. It's funny, you talk about maybe we should be calling it something other than marijuana now because so many people have an impression of what that is. But the truth is, it is.
Well, isn't that what they're, I mean, to a certain extent, calling it cannabis?
Yeah, it is. Well, but that's actually, cannabis is more of the technical name of what it is.
But if you were going to, if marijuana, like if we were out there calling it Mary Jane or something like that, you know, the types of things they called it to make it seem, well, started getting as slang so that people wouldn't know what you're talking about.
Pot.
But then eventually it became, you know, something that was more stigmatized.
Yeah.
Yeah, cannabis, I think, is a good place to start because it does sound, it's science.
Yeah. And they're doing a good job of acting like they're treating it like an actual pharmaceutical. They put, pardon me, a lot of restrictions, a lot of requirements for labeling. And I understand that too, because it can be dangerous to kids if you don't label things effectively. I appreciate that responsibility with the nerds rope because it is candy and you have to worry. That's what edibles very often are. And there's been cases of kids getting really sick.
Oh, of course.
Consuming that.
Yeah.
It's not for kids. But it is an interesting thing. The edibles are very different, I find. The whole experience is different. The first time I ever had an edible, it was given to me by a friend. And I, like you, I ate half of it and wasn't feeling anything. So just before I go in to get my hair cut, I popped the other half of it. And when I get into the hair cuttery that I was in at that time, and I see the person that I was going to regularly at that point, and all of a sudden the room just starts to morph around me. I mean, like, I'm hallucinating a little bit as I'm looking around and I'm feeling like I am tripping now. And I'm not used to this. I had smoked pot before, but I had never done an edible before. And apparently there was more of the THC in this edible than I expected. And so I literally stood up and I knew I wasn't going to go drive at that point, but I stood up and I said to the lady who cuts my hair, I have to go now. I'm going to have to reschedule this. And she's like, you okay? And I'm like, I'm okay. And I went out and I sat in my car for a good 45 minutes, maybe an hour, until I was like, okay, you're good now. Things are where you need it to be. And I went home. But it wasn't a comfortable experience, actually. It's not. I would not utilize it that level again voluntarily. And I've not accidentally taken any that way. So that's a good thing.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. I think some of our best episodes are the ones where we overshare. Bob and I believe that even the most embarrassing experiences are ones we can learn from and can sometimes help others when we discuss them aloud. I think this was true of our friend show last year when we told embarrassing stories live in front of an audience instead of, you know, just on a podcast like this one. Coincidentally, Fringe is starting this week, and I hope to see you there. Potentially hi. I mean, come say hi to me. I'll be there. Have a great day.